Dear Editor, The City of Richmond does not seem to routinely inspect their sidewalks as a public safety measure. Instead, the City Works Yard relies on reports it receives about unsafe sidewalks, with some reports coming from people who have suffered a trip and fall accident. I was advised by the city's liability insurer, the Municipal Insurers Association of BC, MIABC, that the city operates on a complaint-based system of reporting. The city assumes no liability for such accidents on the grounds it was previously unaware of the danger. After receiving a complaint, the works yard quickly repairs the sidewalk and reports the accident to the city's law department, which then encourages the injured person to complete and forward a claim to MIABC. Last year, a friend suffered a serious trip and fall accident on an uneven sidewalk and, at the city's encouragement, filed a claim with MIABC. The city's law department already knew that most, if not all, such trip and fall accident claims would be summarily declined by MIABC, after a cursory review. In my opinion, the city's claims process for trip and fall accidents is nothing more than a sham. Not surprisingly, after a three-month review, the road adjuster for MIABC advised my friend he had determined her claim was not payable because the city's liability had not been proven. Enclosed with her declination letter were two identical letters intended for other Richmond residents who had suffered similar accidents. It was obviously a mistake, but nonetheless, a gross breach of confidentiality and privacy. With a background in insurance claims, I tried to help my friend with her appeal. The road adjuster advised he would not deal with my appeal as his decision was final. I was directed to use the provincial court system for resolution. I did not receive his email and letter directly, as it was sent to an unknown person with a similar but different email address and copied to my friend. Another careless act and a further gross breach of confidentiality and privacy by MIABC. In addition to having to deal with her injuries, the city's claims process caused my friend considerable time, effort, and anxiety for several months, all for nothing. I sincerely hope other Richmond residents and visitors who suffered from sidewalk-related trip and falls causing injuries do not have to go through the same experiences. John Wells, Richmond.